sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olambulela emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 20 Mfufu 2017 nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Izibali zona lezo beze sithi ngalawe lokhu singenile ngo-2013 sokuze kwaba namhlanje impilo yephalamende iyaphela asizake sithole ngitho le peni elilodwa nje.
Amalunga edale lephalamende avela kumabandla wonke asedale amanyene izolo lanamuhla ukubeka amakhuba phansi esithi uhulumende kumele awahlawule imali yama-allowances.
Namhlanje okwenzakeleyo ukuthi amaphathi amathathu avumelene ukuthi bayenze i-coalition ilima lamaphathi kubana baye contesta i-2018 elections bebambene.
Owake waba umsekeli kamongameli welizwe unkosikazi Joyce Mujuru namhlanje ukhethwe kuba akhokhele umanyano wamabandla aphikisayo amane owe People's Rainbow Coalition. Uphenyo oluqhutshwe zinhlanganiso ezizimeleyo luveza ukuba isilinganiso esikhulu sabantu emhlubulweni weMandebeleni siyehluleka ukuthola ingwalo zokuzalwa ama-birth certificates. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa khonapha emsakazweni weStudio 7. Amalunga edale lephalamende avela kumabandla wonke akuleli dale amanyene izolo lanamuhla ukubeka phansi amakhuba esithi uhulumende kumele awahlawule imali yama-allowances ebikwa isifika kumadola ezinkulungwane ezingamachumi amathathu ngalunga linye i-$30,000. Amalunga edale abikwa engakaze aphiwe yona indibilithi eyodwa lokhu idale laqala ngomnyaka ka-2013. Sixoxe lelinye lamalunga la umnumzana Prince Dubeko Sibanda ukuze sizwe okuningi ngalolu daba.
Izimali zona lezo beze sithi ngalawe lokhu singenile ngo-2013 sokuze kwaba namhlanje impilo yephalamende iyaphela asizake sithole ngitho le peni elilodwa nje. AFPUL besithola i-fuel go lapha nalaphaya kodwa isikhathi esiningi leyo mali ingatholakali. Sicina-ke sithatha khonokho umholo okuncane kusiba yikho esikusebenzisayo ukuthi sikwanise ukubuya emsebenzini nokubuyela njalo emakhaya ukuthi siyokwenza umsebenzi. Osokusenza-ke ukuthi kube angani amalunga edale lephalamende wona yiwo asesenza ukuthi unkulumende esebenze ngamafitshane sebe-subsidiza unkulumende ukuthi umsebenzi kahulumende wenza kahle.
Limanyene yini lingamalunga edale amabandla wonke kumbe bekungamabandla MDC kuphela?
Izolo abaningi abakhulume kakhulu lanamhlanje ngabebandleli busayi. Umsekeli kaSifiso uke wazama ukuhlalisa phansi omunye wemalunga edale lephalamende webandleli busayo emtshela ukuthi angikhangelelanga ukuthi wena usuke ebandleni elibusayo ngakhuluma ngento leyo. Kodwa-ke ilunga ledale lephalamende lamphendula lathi hhayi into esikhuluma ngayo leyo kayilani le bandla lezombangazwe.
Uhulumende ulikweleda malini?
Izimali ziyachiyachiyana zinengi zinengi kakhulu Chris izimali. Kodwa ziyachiyachiyana ngoba siyabona ukuthi into ezakalayo ngeyokuthi kwesinye isikhathi i-fuel yakho lesiyithola iya ngomali ohambayo. So kuya ngokuthi umuntu usibakhathala kanganani le phalamende. Kanti njalo ama-sitting allowance lawo aya ngokuthi wena uhamba kanganani ephalamende lokho ngokunganani imali. soke ngenxa yakho lokho zichiyachiyene izimali kodwa hayi sikhuluma ngezimali ezinengisibili ngoba amanye amalunga nxa sikhuluma la ngefuel ngibona ngani iyafika kubo 25,000 kubo 30,000 ilunga ledale lepaliamende lilinye.
Hello ke ngumnumzana Prince Dube Kosibanda ilunga ledale lePhalamende engwebandla leMDCT ubekhuluma ecingweni leStudio 7 eseHarare. Owake waba ngumsekeli kamongameli welizwe unkosikazi Joyce Mujuru lamhlanje ukhethwe ukuba akhokhele umanyano wamabandla amane ayiwo azawamela kukhetho lomnyaka ozayo. Amabandla la ngabalisa ele PDP elikhokhelwa unkosikazi Lucia Matibenga, ele Zunde, ele Dare, lele National People's Party asebumbe umanyano awubiza ngokuthi yiPeople's Rainbow Coalition. Asizweni umnumzana Siphepha Nkomo ekhuluma ngalumanyano.
Namhlanje okwenzakeleyo ukuthi amaparty amathathu avumelene ukuthi bayenze icoalition ilima lamaparty kubana baye contesta i2018 elections bebambene and babiza ibizo laliparty yaba yi People's Rainbow Coalition. Kwakhethwa uMaye Mjuru ukuthi abe yi-presidential candidate. I-emblem yethu is a moving train carrying goods, carrying minerals, carrying people of all kinds. Sonke sizabe sihambe abangenayo bazangena kwamanye ama-stations silindele ukuthi abanye bethu basijoyine. But esikwaziyo ukuthi noma sokutheni u-2018 umgabe kakho. Kutsho ukuthi sizabe silokho sikhuluma lamanye amabandla. Asingeke savalido. Ngoba ilima leli lifuna wonke umuntu aparticipate. Kodwa ukuqakathekile ikithi ukuthi you can see ibizo lethu alibizwa ukuthi NPP Alliance or NPP Coalition. No. It's a neutral name, neutral logo, the neutral slogans. So simelele amanye amaparty siqhubekela phambili sikhuluma nabo. Ukuthi asihlanganeni madoda. Lapha ku neutral lapha. Kakho omunye omkhulu kulomunye.
Hello ke ngumnumzana Sam Siphepha Nkomo webandla le National People's Party ubekhuluma ngomanyano oye People's Rainbow Coalition obunjwe lamhlanje. Kunjalo nje ingcwethi kwezombusazwe zithi ukwehluleka kwamabandla aphikisayo kumanyana kuzakwenza kube lula kakhulu kubandla lezanu PF ukuthi linqobe kukhetho oluzayo. Amabandla la ake azama ukukhulumisana phezu kokumanyana kodwa ehlulekile ukuvumelana. Ngakho sokule manyano emithathu ebalisa owekhodi okhokhelwa umnumzana Elton Mangoma, owe-MDC Alliance okhokhelwa umnumzana Morgan Tswangirai, lokankosikazi Joyce Mujuru owe-Rainbow Coalition. Untungameli Nkomo Studio 7 uxoxe lengcwethi kwezombusazwe umnumzana Nkululeko Sibanda.
Ngibone ngalo dibo likhona ilimlelo ukuthi ngendlela ami ngawo la amabandla asekelelana abantu akade bezavotela amabandla aphikisayo. Lanxa kuyikuthi elinye lawo la mabandla belingaphumelela udubo lokuthi ngokungabambani kwawo abe liqembu elodwa ayenza ukuthi ZANU-PF icine isizithola isisazi ukuthi lanxa ingaqila ekhethweni abantu bacabangele ukuthi hayi iphumelele ngendaba yokuthi amabandla aphikisayo abe ngabambananga kungela kumanyana okuqinile kangako ikakhulu nxa kukhangele ukuthi kulenhlangothi ezintathu ezingathi zikhangelele ukungena kukhetho oluzayo. Khonokho ngibona ngani kuzanika izalo PF i-excuse yokuthi lanxa bengaqila njengalokhu abacatshangela ukuthi bahlala bekwenza abantu bangacina becabanga ukuthi hayi mhlawumbe izalo iphumelele nje kuphela ngoba amabandla aphikisayo abengabambananga.
Yona izalo PF kodwa awuboni ukulwisana okuphakathi kwayo lakho kuyiphazamisa na okukhetho lapho?
Ungayiphazamisa kodwa okusegcekeni ukuthi nxa sokusiyafika ekhethweni ngibone ngani mina abantu bezanu sebesuke kathana kakhulu behamba ndawonye bayazi ukuthi mhlazana kulanga lokhetho kuzafanele babambane. Abaqakathekileyo bakhona ngibone ngani bazangena bazazama ukuthi bangene kukhetho belibandla elilodwa bengaqhamukanga phakathi kahle kahle ngoba phela ukuzanu kufunakala ukuthi badinga ukuthi
athole ukuthi ongaba yihloko yalibanda kahle kahle emva kwaphezulu umgabe ngubani khonoko kuzayenza ukuthi kube nzima kakhulu ukuthi kube lomunye umuntu ongaphuma ngalesi sikhathi abuya phumelela ukuthi akhe ibandla elingaphisa kumbe lingaqhamula ivoti yezano ngakho angiboni izano iku problem kumbe iphakathi kodwa olukhulu kakhulu nxa siya ekhethweni nxa kuyikuthi amabandla aphikisayo ngazange abambane abe munye
lo ke ngumnumzana Nkululeko Sibanda ingcwethi ecubungula izombusazwe ubexoxa le studio 7 ecingweni esebilitani
asambeni madoda siyovota
asambeni madoda siyovota sivotele
uyazazi na indawo okumele uyebhalisa ukuvota kuhlandla lakuqala eliqala emhla ka 10 kusiya kumhla ka 25 mfufu kulama centers alandelayo Bulawayo, Bulawayo Metropolitan, Bulawayo Central, Bulawayo East, Makokova, Harare Metropolitan, Chitungwiza, St. Mary's Zengeza East and West, Chitungwiza North, Epoes, Harare Central, Southerton, Highfields East, Budiriro, Zivarasekwa, Mount Pleasant, Mabuku Chafara, Emanikaland, Chipinge Central, West, East and South, Musikawan, Chimanimani, East and West, Mutare, South and West, Buhera South, Emashonaland Central, Mbire, Guruve North, Zarabani, North and South, Mount Darwin, North and West, Mashonaland East, Mudzi North, West and South, Mutoko, East, North and South, Euzumba, Maramba Pungwe, Mashonaland West, Kariba, Nyaminyami, Urungwe, Magunje, Central, East, North and West, Emashingo, Chirezi, East, West, South and North, Emwenezi, East and West, Chivi, South, Emachabeleland North, Lupane, East and West, Ebinga, North and South, Emachabeleland South, Mzingwane, Matopo North, Lemzingwane, Ensiza, Insiza, North and South, Enkabazwe, Emidlands, Gokwe North, Gokwe Kabuyuni, Gokwe Chireya, Gokwe Nembuzia, Le Gokwe Kumuyi, Gokwe South, Gokwe Mapungauta, Gokwe Central, Gokwe Kana, Gokwe Sengwa. Kodwa lawa ayisiwo wonke ama centers elingabhalisa kiwo. Amanye lilakho ukuwathola ekhasini lethu ku website yethu ethi www.voaindebele.com.
Umsekeli womeli welemelika eZimbabwe unkosazana Jennifer Savage izolo unikeze inhlanganiso yabesigaba senhla yemandebeleni eLupane Women's Development Trust uncedo lwemali engaba ngamadola azinkulungwane ezilikhulu i-$100,000 eyokusebenzisa kunhlelo zokuthuthukisa ezigoqela ezokulima lokuthunga amalala. Unompumelelo moyo sipha loludaba ngokugcweleyo eselupane.
Bekungabizwa ozwayo namhlanje eLupane Women's Center kulotsha isivumelwano sokutholiswa uncedo lemali ngaphansi kwesikhwama se-United States African Development Foundation kubomama labesilisa abasebenza phansi kweLupane Women's Development Trust okuzadonsa okweminyaka emibili elandelayo. Ekhuluma emkhosini lo ebuka imisebenzi yeLupane umsekelo womeli weMelika eZimbabwe unkosazana Jennifer Savage ngemva kokubuka izilimo lezifuyo zepulazini labo mama beLupane uthe kuyajabulisa ukubona abesifazana besebenza kahle bethuthukisa imuli zabo wancoma lemisebenzi yabo yezandla.
One of the primary goals of the U.S. mission to Zimbabwe is to help expand inclusive and sustainable economic opportunities.
Oyiko kakatekileyo esikujongileyo ukuthi senze amathuba ukuthi bonke abantu bagoqeleke ekuthuthukeni kwezigaba lekwenzeni amabhizimusi.
Unduna Vusumuzi Prince Mabiwa laye utshayele omama beLupane ihlombe ethi imisebenzi yabo iyabukeka njalo ithuthukisa isigaba ngendlela eziphezulu.
Uhlelo lona ngwalo luhlelo lohle kakhulu we's knowing ukuthi imali yangikhona iya ku community direct inxa kuyimali that means to develop iLupane ibuye ebantwaneni beLupane. There's no way abantu beLupane abangathi ku selection criteria kumbe njani bavaleleke phandle because kathi sibuye kile ezandleni zabo.
Unkosazana Sithembiso Ncube olilunga lelupane Women Development Trust uphe ubufakazi encoma ukukhuphuka kwempilo yakhe ngokuthunga ethengisa ilala.
Sengifundisile abantwana ngile mfuyo engiveza abanye obaba ngilo mama ngingumama nje angibona ukuthi ngisathini ngiyanceda abanye obaba ngilamakhuba abathathu.
Omunye wamalunga eLupane Women Development Trust, uMnumzana Muzobanzi Moyo, osuka eJotsholo eManganga, oqale ukuthunga ngomnyaka ka-2008, uthe imuli yakhe uyayiphilisa
kusukela ngo-2008 kuze kufike namhla. Sengithuthukile kakhulu, sengilenkomo, njalo futhi inkomo zami uNkulunkulu uyangibona zizala amazikazi. Ngilembuzi lazo imbuzi yami futhi uNkulunkulu uyangibona zizala amalenkukhu. Zigcwele umuzi wonke, ngiyidoda emadodeni esigabeni semanganga. Esikoleni angilasikweleti. Umntwana wami emangangaka uhamba ngebhayisikili eprayimari.
UNkosikazi Thenjiwe Ndlovu uthe uhlelo lweLupane Women Development Trust seluphumelelise imuli yakhe sebenezifuyo ngelala.
Sengukuba sesithumelele singomama sesilento yonke mbuzi inkukhu konke sesakha izindlusamende.
Inhlanganiso yeLupane Women Development Trust yasungulwa ngomnyaka ka-1995 isinamalunga azinkulungwane ezinye lengxenye. Imali abayithole lamuhla ikhangelele ukuthuthukisa imisebenzi esepulazini kunye leyelala. Isikhwama se-USAIDF eZimbabwe kusukela ngo-2010 sesatshala izigidi eziyisificaminwembili njalo isiza imisebenzi yokulima leyezandla eyabasakhulayo labomama abadubekayo abalenhlelo zabo endaweni ezehlukeneyo zelizwe. Ngimele iStudio 7 iseLupane ngingunompumelelo Moyo.
Ku-Live Talk lamhla sixoxa ngokubhidlika kwezempilakahle eZimbabwe ngesikhathi uMongameli Robert Mugabe ephiwe isicoco lesikhundla ngumanyano weWorld Health Organization. Tumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. Kuze silithinte ecingweni, lingenelani kuhlelo. Le balaleli iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Singakangena esigabeni esilandelayo wathi kesikhangele esivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Phakathi kwabafe ekudubukeni kwebhomba esigodlweni seSomalia eMogadishu ngeviki edluleyo kulesizalwane seMelika esife sithanda kufika kulelo lizwe sisehoteleni. Uphenyo oluqhutshwe izinhlanganiso ezizimeleyo zakobulawayo luveze ukuba isilinganiso sokungamachumi amahlanu lane ekhulwini sabantu emhlubulweni weMandebeleni siyehluleka ukuthola ingwalo zokuzalwa ama-birth certificates. Uphenyo lolu olwenziwe ngoncwabakazi lukhangele indawo ezinjengeBinga, Wange, Cholocho, Lupane, Bulawayo, uMzingwane, Gwanda, Madobo, Bulilima, uMguza, Insiza, Lebubi. Ubathabile Masuku usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo ekobulawayo.
Esethula ucwaningo lolu, okhokhela lolu hlelo wenhlanganiso ye-Q Partnership, uNkosikazi Caroline Trigg, uthi uphenyo lolu lujonge ukudinga ukuthi kungenziwani ukuze abantwana abaningi bethole incwadi zokuzalwa. Uthi kuveze ukuthi kulula ukuthi omama bathathele abantwana babo incwadi zokuzalwa bebodwa kulabo baba.
Indaba yegugurawundi isinazelela ukuthi iya-affecta indaba ye-access to documentation ngoba indaba leyo kuswelakala kwama-birth certificate and IDs ungananzelela i-passed on generations to generation ngoba abazali nxa bafa ngesikhathi segugurawundi laba abasalayo basala beswela ukuthi bengathathela njani abantwana babafowabo ama-birth certificate.
Uphenyo lolu lukhangelisise imuli ezedlula inkulungwane 1291. Abantwana abangaba esilinganiso sokungamachumi phose amane 36% babikwa bengahlali labazali okusuka kubangele ukuthi behluleke ukuthola incwadi zokuzalwa. Abazintandane babikwa kulula ukuba bathole incwadi zokuzalwa ngoba ufakazi bokuthi abazali babhubho bukhona. Abantwana abayesilinganiso sokungaphansi kwechumi ekhulwini 8% bazalelwe phandle kwelizwe kuthi abangaba yisilinganiso sokulichumi lanhlanu ekhulwini 15% bazalelwa ngekhaya. Okusuka kubangele ukuthi omama bangabi lencwadi zesibhedlela zokuthi bathole incwadi zokuzalwa.
Okunye futhi esekunazelelayo yikuthi abantu abatsha asebeleminyaka engaba yi-17 abaningi bangkhona bazalelwa emakhaya. So abantwana laba babe bengelabo ubufakazi bokuthi bazalelwe ngapha.
Indawo ezihlasele kakhulu luhlupho lokuswela amaphepha okuzalwa zigoqela ibubi, Gwanda, insiza lebulilima. Lokhu kubangelwa ukuthi abazali abaningi bangaphandle kwelizwe ikakhulu eSouth Africa. Umnumzana Phumlani Mpofu osebenzela iTrinity Project inhlanganiso enceda abantu ngolwazi lokuthola amaphepha okuzalwa kanye lezithupha uvumelano lalolu phenyo egcizelela ukuthi ukuthutha kwabantu besiyadinga imisebenzi kwamanye amazwe ngokunye okubangela inkinga.
Ungalifana ukuthi umuntu ephume lapha nxa esiyasebenza khona le ethola amaphemithi. Okulubangela ukuthi abantu bengafika ngale sebezitshintsha amabizo ukuze ukuthi uthole amaphepha welilizwe amaphepha ayilwanga esiwo. Nxa sesiphenduka ngapha utholakala ukuthi kunzima ukuthi umuntu ethole ethatha amaphepha angapha njalo yena esesebenza esevele esehlala phandle kwelizwe.
Uphenyo lolu luveze ukuthi abantwana abaleminyaka ephakathi kwemine lelichumi lanye abalancwadi zokuzalwa kubangelwa ukuthi abazali abaningi bachiya abantwana besiyadinga umsebenzi ngaphandle kwelizwe. Uphenyo lolu luveze njalo ukuthi abantu abaningi bavinjwa ukuswela incwadi ezifunekwayo ukuthi abantwana bathole incwadi zokuzalwa hathi imali. Umnumzana Mthokozi Sindebele omunye wabakade bekhona ekwethuleni kocwaningo lolu ugcizelele ukuthi kuqakathekile ukuthi uhulumende azwisise ukuthi uhlupho lungaphi hathi ukucabangela ukuthi lokhu kubangelwa ukuswela imali.
Lokhu kuthiwa nguhulumende ukuthi abantu kabathathi incwadi zokuzalwa ngesizathu sokuthi kabala mali. Ukukhathana kakhulu leqiniso ngenxa yokuthi izizathu ezenza abantu bangathathi ama birth certificate lamanye ama documents eziningi. Okokuqala siyakwazi ukuthi kulomhlubu lo wethu amaNdebele esachaya ngumbhuqazwe sisanda ukuthatha uzibuse. Njalo abaningi abantwana ababengabantwana ngaleso sikhathi abehluleka ukuthatha ama birth certificate sebengabantu abadala ngathi njalo sebelabantwana. So ngesizathu sokuthi bona bevele bengiyela ama documents bayehluleka ukuthi bathathise abantwababo ama birth certificate ngoba phela nxa usathathisa umntwana i birth certificate kumele uhambe lawe ulezincwadi ezeneleyo. So uhulumende akumelanga kuphela akhangele indaba yokuthi abantu abathatha ama-birth certificate nxa abala mali.
Abantwana abayi 5% bayehluleka ukubhala imihloliso eqakathekileyo kanye lokuphatheka enhlelweni ezimqoka esikolo ngenxa yokuswela incwadi zokuzalwa. Impumela yocwaningo lolu ikhangelelwe ukusetshenziswa ukuxoxisana lohulumende kunye lekhomishini ebona ngamalungelo oluntu eyeZimbabwe Human Rights Commission. Kumaviki ambalwa adluleyo uhulumende uqale uhlelo lokupha abantu incwadi zokuzala elizweni lonke jikelele. Uhlelo lolu lusolwe ngababona ngokulondolozwa kwelungelo loluntu bethi bekuqakathekile ukuthi uhulumende azwisise ukuthi imbangela zokuswela incwadi eziqondileyo ziningi ukuze yaqondise lokhu. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo ngingubathabile Masuku.
Kwezemidlalo lamhlanje ke siyalethulela udlalo udaba lomdlalo owenzakale kuviki edluleyo lapho i-stadium emdlalweni walo iqembu le-Capes United elingqikelane le-Leshabani Mine mhla ka-8 kuyona le inyanga kamfufu. Phezu kokunqotshwa 3-0 iShabani imakepekepe iphinde yahlawuliswa inkulungwane ezimbili zamadola i-$2,000.
Bitchy was a Friday, my darling. Was a Friday, 7-14.
Ngeviki edluleyo siliphe inzwisa yengxoxo eka Ezra Chisasibanda weStudio 7 lapho axoxe lo Unity Moyo ovela eZimbabwe ehlala eSouth Africa njalo inengi limazi ekuqembu lokugida ikwayito lepansula elithiwa yi-Achuzi. Namhlanje ke silethulela lolu daba kabanzi.
sikhuluma ngokuthi achoose abantu bathi bacaba ngeqembu eligida emthathweni kwele Zimbabwe ikukhelwa nguunity kamoyo okwamanje kamoyo sezibiza ngokuthi ngumayuza njalo kasagidi kuphela kodwa seqhunzela abantu ingoma njalo ehlabisa kanye esekhathazile emzansi ingoma zakhe ezintsha osokumenza qhashe ukuthi asebenze maviki wonke endaweni ezijiyeneyo kanti yena wayegida kangaka eZimbabwe wasukelani ekhaya.
Ngasuka eZimbabwe ke lakithi ngo-2006. Bese kunzima laphayana indaba yazi zomsebenzi lakhona futhi indaba zokuthi bekungasatholakala ama-shows angithi abantu bagijimisana le moto zezinkwa ngapha ithukela kalikho so bekunzima kithi ukuthi abantu basupport yabona so then ngase ngicabanga ukuthi ngibuye ngapha eGoli bengine group yami okuthiwa yi-Achoose yimi njalo i-founder member then sengibuye lapha eGoli ngiyaziproducela njalo ngiya-DJ ngizibiza ngegama elokuthi ngu-DJ Mayuza.
IGoli ilobunzima kakhulu, kakhulu ma ungayazi. Abanye basuka benze into zokuganga betshontsha, abanye benatha bebhemela lokho okudakayo. Wena kwabanjani ufika eGoli ungazi muntu? Kumbe kwakulabahlabeleli wawubazi ngaphambilini?
Ya khona kufike kwaba nzima kakhulu eGoli, yakwazi ukuthi nje ukuthi like ma in a foreign land vele it's never easy ukuthi uze uyenze lento oyifunayo but hayi ikhona nje with the luck of ukuthi ngihlangane nabo Mavusani we Order Mister nguyongi introduce ama artists amaningi kakhulu afana nabo Pitch Black Afro the late Mandoza the late Brown Dash like mbona ama artists amaningi kakhulu and ngasebenza nawo njalo futhi ngiproduce abafana laba obuthwana ngama Debbie Knight before bezoyenza iShumaya then ngazoproducer ingoma kaMapapu ethi Sanibonani featuring uMandoza then kunenge sengikwenzile njalo ngealbum yami yokuqala ngiyenze ngo-2010 ebine ingoma ethi phezu kwamastanda ialbum ethi Yona Survivor.
Impela kukhanya ziyamkhiphela uMayuza eMzansi. Uyasebenza njalo ehlezi engojabulileyo kodwa izingoma zakhe eziningi ukukhanya zile nkulumo kanti le umasitanda lo womenzani.
Well, hayi uyazi ingoma lethi phezu kwamastanda it was actually like yabona ukuthi umastanda basithwalise nzima la eGoli so ngiyabe ngithi shaya umastanda ngezinye indlela but angithi uyazi ukuthi like ma usucula yathi phezu kwamastanda then abanye abantu bazoyithatha ngenye indlela le ngoma kahle kahle ngiyenze nomangesto ose-UK ne hayi ingoma ichisile kakhulu lapha eGoli at least ngathi ingoma engiyenze abantu abaningi banginanzelela kakhulu nalo khona lokho ukuthi ngibuya kwelakithi kwele kamzilikazi obulawayo.
Yakataza ingoma uphezu kwamastanda njalo ngeke utsho ukuthi yakhitshwa ngo-2010 okwamanje uMayuza sekhiphe omunye umkenti wengoma umratha ngokwawo lingoma entsha uyibiza usithini njalo ungathi ithiyene njani lezakho zakudala.
Well, isingi yami le entsha ithi phezu kwegqomo. Ya, phezu kwegqomo actually like ngishayisela lesi sasegebeni abasibiza ngokuthi igqomo. Yabona, it's only drums and amalokhu njani, ama what you call, it's only drums and ama chants uthi ha ha hey kanjalo kanjalo yabona. So then ngase ngicela ukukhona omnye umfana owasakithi futhi naye kuthiwa ngumoyo wangishayela isiginci lapho wathi katari phezulu ayiyafiwa lapho and ingoma le receiver kakhulu ando ebantwini especially in terms of airplay emaclubini and sengithole futhi nama deals like MTN iConnect for ama caller tunes.
Abadala bathi ubosebenza ukhumbula ekhaya wena mfana kamoyo njengoba usudume kangaka eMzansi awucabangi ukuthi ubuyele kwilakini uyejabulisa ke uZulu njalo isase yakho yona ibona kanjani kwezomculo.
Yeah, well, hey, chisa, yazi, like, angeke ngize ngitsho, like, ngitsasa ukuthi ngizobuyela futhi yini ekhaya, just because angeke uyazi ukuthi sometimes kunzima ukuthi imiculo yethu idlale, njengamanje nje yona le, ngidlala khona lapha eSouth Africa, le kwelakithi kwela mzikikazi vele, sengithola ama-message afana nokuthi thumela i-profile, but a big artist like my user, you can ask i-profile, kanjani, yet we are the founders, we are the pioneers of quite your music, Zimbabwe, you understand? So I ngiyathaba futhi njalo ngiyajabula ngiya appreciate ukuthi you have given me this chance ukuthi ngike ngikhulume and nengoma yami izwakale kancane ngikhona ngapho bayizwe umhlaba wonke njalo futhi ngithanda ukubonga bonke abantu abangisupportayo konke kuma social networks lapho engiya khona nabangibizayo emaphathini ukuthi ngiDJ ongabe yangijabulela ngikhona kuFacebook my user Achoose.
Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje, igama nguChris Gana.
Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.